This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, you have heard, but the VSiN NFL betting guide was released today, and there's never been a better time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Our all-new NFL betting guide is your secret weapon for the upcoming NFL season with in-depth profiles of every team, advanced stats, proven betting systems, betting trends. You'll have all the tools you need to bet this season, but smarter. Plus, our experts share their top bets on season win totals, futures, and props, giving you the insights you need to get ahead of the action. To get the guide, you must become a VSiN Pro for a limited time. Get an annual subscription to become a VSiN Pro at an unbeatable price. Now, it's normally $240 for the year, but you can subscribe right now for $199 with the promo code GUIDE. Plus, we'll throw in an extra month for free. So that's 13 months VSiN Pro access to everything we do, including our daily best bets, our 24/7 video premium analysis, exclusive betting splits data, and our special edition betting guides to keep you betting smarter all year long. Visit VSiN.com/guide right now. Use the promo code GUIDE and get 13 months of VSiN Pro access for $199. That's VSiN.com/guide. Sharp Money, DraftKings, VSiN, the sports betting network. A huge day for us here, not just on Sharp Money, but across the network as we are dropping our VSiN Pro betting guide. Dustin Sweetelson, downtown Las Vegas. I'm Patrick Maher. A tremendous job. We had a power surge through the studio here in Los Angeles. Went out for a bit, but Dustin Sweetelson, always the professional, did an amazing job picking me up, so I appreciate that, big guy. A couple of notes. One, the big guy and I had over 4.5 on Yankee team total last night, and they left 9 runners on base. Could not stop. We're obsessed with hitting into double plays. It pissed me off beyond anything. But you know what made me happy? We just learned, and the big guy, tremendous job, as he's hosting, he's producing as well, he booked John Smoltz for the program tomorrow. So one of the great pitchers of all time will be joining us on Sharp Money, John Smoltz. We just went through, and we're going to have Matt Eumanns, part of our little special, coming up at the top of the hour. We've got Aaron Holterman to continue with the NFL. We just went through Offensive Rookie of the Year, and it's 5.5 to 1. It was earlier a little bit of a better number, but right now, +550 over at DraftKings on Jaden Daniels. I know there were a couple players you wanted to give an opinion on here, big guy.
Look, I really like your play, and Tim Murray agrees with you on Jaden Daniels. The price also is really right. I like the number as well. I think it's important to note when you're betting something like this is the number has to be right, and that +550. It's pretty juicy considering how refined of a passer he is day one in the NFL. With that said, there's a lot of other variables at play. I'll give you one more long shot and a bet that I do kind of agree with, even though I don't love the player. You're actually higher on this player than I am, and that's Bo Nix. And you see here in the VSiN NFL guide, Matt Brown and Femi Abebefe both like 18-1 in Bo Nix, and I do think there's a strong case to be made. One, he steps in with a coach that knows how to get the most out of quarterbacks, right? Day one, Bo Nix. He's experienced. I think he's a little bit more mobile than people give him credit for. And then the other factor that I liked with Jaden Daniels, this team's going to be losing a lot, by a lot of points, to high-octane offenses like the Chiefs. Yeah, he's going to be throwing the ball. They're abandoning the run game very early, will be the Broncos this year. Therefore, Bo Nix has a chance to put up some gaudy numbers at the quarterback position.
I like Bo Nix at 18-1. I totally agree. It's almost number. It's a tremendous price. I'd prefer, again, the opportunity cost of wrapping up your money for the future. I'd prefer better than 5.5 to 1. It's not terrible. 18-1's great. You're also Penix Jr. at 61 worth a flyer. I like that.
All right.
I'm going to give you, and again, it's almost like Sean Payton's remote controlling your buddy Bo Nix,
exactly,
which I think could work in his favor. May I give you, which I thought you were going to go here, with an 18-1 price, and we have seen, before C.J. Stroud this past year, we had two wide receivers, Garrett Wilson in 22 and Ja'Marr Chase in 21. So the odds have increased at that position over the past few years just because of the state of the passing game in 2024. I thought you were going to go here. Malik Nabers on your Giants is 18-1. So there's a clear path for Nabers to lead the Giants in targets. So you start there because Slayton and Wandale Robinson tied for the lead last year with 76 targets. And, you know, many viewed even more than Marvin Harrison Jr., Nabers as the best wide receiver in the class. And he forced more missed tackles than anybody. I just think they're going to be targeting him. I think Daboll is obsessed with the idea of using his speed. Malik Nabers at 18-1, big guy. I thought that's where you were going.
So we are close to the same page here. What I'll say about Nabers is all the reports are out of practice that he's a sensational player, that he is just going to be such a monster. Even though he's still a little raw in some respects, he's just such a playmaker. And Brian Daboll, with the pressure on this year, also pressure on Daniel Jones, wants to look right about signing Jones to that extension. I think they force feed their best weapon. There is a world where he could jump off the page. But I'm actually going to go with a different receiver out of LSU. 40-1 at Brian for Brian Thomas Jr. is a crazy number. I'm sorry. This guy was so productive last year at LSU, 68 catches, almost 1,200 yards, 17 touchdowns. The only reason he didn't do more is because Nabers was on the other side commanding a ton of respect and a ton of attention. We have to look at the situation he's walking into as well, because he's going to have Trevor Lawrence throwing him the football. Not oftentimes does a young receiver with this type of ability get picked by a team that has a system in place with a quarterback who just inked his own extension to throw him the football. And with that, in that receiving core, the other options, Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis, they're fine. They're NFL receivers. They don't have the upside of Brian Thomas Jr. I do think there is a world where Brian Thomas Jr. just absolutely goes off based on what he did at LSU for Jaden Daniels alongside Malik Nabers and steps into Jacksonville, becomes that number one alpha dog out of the gate and Trevor Lawrence's go-to weapon.
I don't hate it. Look at you. I don't. You know, the team, Brian Thomas Jr. at 40-1, there is one team. Now, I'd prefer Nabers over Harrison Jr. Said that repeatedly. We'll move on from that. Mm-hmm. But amongst the quote-unquote sharp community, the big guy, the Arizona Cardinals are getting some hype right now. The vibes seem to be tremendously high. Now, 7-1 on Harrison Jr. is a little short, but he is going to lead that team in targets. There's no doubt about that.
Look, it's hard for receivers because they have to it's hard to control your own destiny. And I know I just gave out a 40-1 on a receiver, but at 7-1 it's a much different scenario we're talking about. For Harrison, he's got Kyler Murray throwing the football. A lot of it depends on how you feel about Kyler Murray. Times he's looked good, times he hasn't looked good. I don't know what he is. I don't know how you win
donk
with him.
Donk sometimes, not but a donk sometimes.
I will tell you this. You and I came around to this a year ago. Jonathan Gannon might be a good football coach. He's a weirdo. He creeps me out. All of the sound bites are really odd. But you know what? That team played hard. They made all the right decisions. They were not a stupid football team. They just weren't talented. I think he may know feed his best weapon, and that's get the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr. But I don't know if I can get in on 7-1, though.
The Jonathan Gannon glow up from how he arrived to how he ended was transcendent.
Do you have fire in your belly?
My dude couldn't have been more plastic, more forced. But you know what we realized? He was just being genuine. He's super weird.
He's weird.
But he's super likable and eccentric.
Yeah, he never developed as a human being because all he's ever done is want to coach ball, right? Like, yes. Aspects of his personal life never came together. The personality never came around because his whole personality.
It doesn't quite compute.
It's just, I want to draw up defenses. That's all I care about.
Yeah, but by the time, it's almost like you meet that person and they're odd, but there's something about them. And I think that's what happened with the team, because with each week, the quotes about Gannon got better from the players. So I think it's almost like the players started to realize, oh, he's just super weird, but he kind of rules. That's where they're at right now.
And I think they respected him because they were ultra prepared. That team just never looked out of position. They never made dumb plays. They never shot themselves in the foot. They gave a lot of good teams a tough time. Now, they weren't good, so there was always an expiration date on how long they could hang around with these opponents. But I thought that was a very well-coached team in year one.
Totally agree. Never watched the Cardinals last year and didn't feel impressed because they were always at a talent deficit for the most part. And super prepared. I think that's the best word to use there. Okay, good job. Offensive rookie of the year. We still have the big guy. I this may be his best bet in the guide. We'll have to wait and see. But the offensive player of the year is coming up on the program. We're going to go Matt Youmans first. He's got AFC West. And, of course, he's always a huge contributor to every guide we do. And then we're going to get into the offensive player of the year, which the big guy, he can't wait to point at his little camera there and wag that finger in your face and tell you why this player is going to win you a lot of cash. Youmans is next.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Sharp Money, DraftKings, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Just a massive day, not just on Sharp Money, but across VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, because on June 27, 2024, well ahead of the NFL season, ahead of training camps, we officially have dropped our NFL betting guide. You have to become a VSiN Pro. It's very simple to do. You go to VSiN.com/subscribe. And look, you're going to get everything. This is a lot of work by a lot of people, a lot of blood, sweat, and energy that goes into this. But frankly, it's just a tremendous opportunity to dive in with plenty of time and come up with some strategies. Now, you can come up with your own, but we've previewed all 32 teams, staff best bets and playoff predictions, NFL award, deep dives, systems, proprietary information. It's all there. And it really is. I had a chance to go over it earlier today, and it really is an absolutely voluminous and enlightening piece of work. If you like sports betting, you like football, I encourage you. VSiN.com/guide. And again, if you want to get that for a good deal, remember, we still got our spring special. Use the promo code SHARP. Okay, we welcome you back. Now, along with the drop of the NFL betting guide, Dustin Sweetelson, downtown Las Vegas. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. Again, Sharp Money. Along with the drop of the betting guide today, we across VSiN are having just hardcore June 27 NFL programming. So here's what we're going to do on the program. We're going to have our buddy Will Hill on, and specifically he's going to talk about the AFC East and the Jets, okay, and give you a little taste for what he has in the guide. And then we're going to be joined by VSiN betting analysts Josh Applebaum, good friend of the show. Josh is going to deal with betting splits and talking about the NFL, his Super Bowl prediction, and also the Houston Texans. And then Matt Youmans is going to join. And Youmans does such a great job for so many years here on VSiN, and he's going to give us his picks and go through a division as well. So Matt Youmans, Josh Applebaum, and Will Hill specifically. Dustin and I have two, in particular, two awards we want to discuss. One is the Offensive Rookie of the Year. We're going to give you trends and give you ideas of how to attack the Offensive Rookie of the Year. And then we're going to get into the Offensive Player of the Year as well. Okay? So great job by everybody. That includes Goulet and AD and Mead and everybody over at VSiN.com and everybody that's contributed to the guide. Now it's up to you. You want to go take a look? VSiN.com/guide. We bring in the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, and of course, we're going to talk about the draft. Now, it was unbeknownst to me, but it does appear in 57 minutes, round two of the NBA draft will get underway. So I didn't know. I have to be honest. You told me, Goulet told you. You didn't know either. Neither of us have decided to look. It's a especially you as the producer, I will say. Yeah. Now, I am on day three of no nicotine, and I would like to say what a great mood I'm in, and I'll even start here. I heard your hit with Tim Murray, and Jonathan Von Tobel was exceptional yesterday, so I just want to say congratulations. You did a great job. Your boy's trying to struggle with no nick.
I appreciate you. Are you doubling up on the caffeine then? Like, how are you making up for the lack of what that was giving you for the last, I don't know, 3 months here?
Man-child, just battling. This is kind of how I am. When I just decide to quit something, I just do it.
Swimming upstream.
That's right what now. I do.
That's all. You're just swimming upstream.
swimming upstream. It's not the best, but we're going to deal with it. What's up with you? Have thoughts just perfunctory on the guide?
Well, for I'll do the guide in a second. On the NBA draft part two, round two today, that means you and I, my friend, are officially on Bronny Watch. Bronny James, hey. The potential of him getting picked in the second round, where is he going to go? Is someone going to snipe him in the Lakers, or is he sit there and wait and join his father in Los Angeles? That is the one thing I will give you. We have a little bit of juice and drama just because we will be able to live react if Bronny James does get selected today.
Well, yeah, I mean, I believe the Lakers have picked 53.
Yep.
And he worked out for two teams, Bronny James. I'll pull up the odds over at DraftKings. Of course, they've still got the draft odds up there as we head into round two. But he worked out for two teams, Phoenix and the Lakers. So
yeah,
it's all very calculated.
So
we understand what's happening here.
Yeah, after round one, the Lakers went from a favorite, but not this heavy of a favorite. They're now a 450 favorite to land Bronny James. The Suns are second at 9-1, the Mavericks 12-1, and then 20-1 and on from there.
Okay. Well, we'll keep you updated. We'll have all the picks live. If you didn't know who the overall number one pick was, my assumption is we're gonna struggle together through round two. But you will get the information right here on Sharp Money. That's what I can tell you. I have never seen. We'll get to it in a bit. I want to get your take on the guide, but I have never seen people be like, "That guy stinks." Over and over and over, and have the dude go one overall. And by the way, the market was completely right because people were talking about, you know, it's going to be Klingon. It's going to be the -500 on, again, I'm not even going to say the French kid's name, Ronson Sarah, whatever the hell his name is. But the market was dead nut. Like, the market was all over it, had it painted. So. Yep. That lets you know exactly how that market works out sometimes.
Yeah, the last time that many Frenchmen got drafted in one day, the U.S. had to bail that country out of a war.
Knew it was coming. Didn't hate it. Thoughts on the guide?
The guide it's really magnificent. I have to give everyone credit. It's really nice to be associated with a company that puts out something so detailed that looks so pretty, like optically appealing, and the information's tremendous. I mean, my favorite part is to compare and contrast where everyone is going through their picks for each division, the wild card, Super Bowl, and all that. And then you find out who the contrarians are amongst us. You find out who likes to be different. And to be honest, I thought I was different. And we'll find out later that I am just part of the norm where everyone else and myself are on the same page with something. And there are a few people with some outliers. I have some details that I learned throughout this guide that we'll touch on later in the program. But it is a fantastic work of information to get you set up to bet on the NFL this year.
Good job by you. Yeah, you try to be. I think you hang your flag. Stick on being a contrarian and being different. I don't know what that is, but you're right. We have tallied up from the guide. We won't give the names. We'll let you go to the guide to understand exactly who. Maybe you have somebody that you like to tail here on the network, but we've got the AFC, the NFC, and we've got our Super Bowl picks, and we'll let you know, you know, where most of the numbers lie and then apply it to the market. I neglected to mention, we're also going to have Halterman on talking NFL as well, part of the family. So looking forward to that conversation with Aaron Halterman as well.
And he did a bunch of deep dives, and he and I exchanged a text where I said, I think I love almost everything you sent over. There's one that I don't love, but I actually love his mindset for the bet that we'll touch on, because when that dude starts diving into numbers, I just trust where he's going to end up.
Yeah, no, he does a tremendous job. So looking forward to all of the guests. And, of course, the big day here with the NFL betting guide dropping across Beeson. Okay, so Risa Sher went number one overall. And here's just a good example. So the Atlanta Hawks, and again, he was -500. Everybody said the same thing. Solid but unspectacular. Exactly how you want the number one. You win the lottery. They had a 3% chance or a 5% chance, the Atlanta Hawks, to get the number one overall pick. Last year, Victor Wembanyama, from the same country, will change the lot of the Spurs for the next 15 years. And you got a guy that's called solid but unspectacular. But again, he's a 3-and-D prototype. You'd hope for more from a number one overall pick. and they couldn't trade down, so they end up taking Risacher out of France, the Atlanta Hawks. Good job by you.
Hey, look, you're a Detroit Pistons fan. You thought they were going to end up with the number one pick this year? I think you were bailed out. I think you actually got lucky here that it didn't go your way, that you're not having the number one pick and forced to make this decision, and they can let whoever fell to them, some generic human being that looks like a creative player in NBA 2K. But I think for you as a Pistons fan, you should say this was luck to not have to deal with this, to settle for someone at number one.
Okay. I'll if that's the way you want to go with it, I will, because we're going to have an opportunity next year to get the number one overall pick, and Cooper Flagg and others. That next year's draft class is going to be much better. I'll just tell you that. Now, we'll come back and continue discussing this, and then we'll launch into nonstop NFL for the rest of the show. I will say this, and I'm guessing you agree with me, Dustin. Why is it that everybody universally agrees with one thing from last night's draft? That at number freaking 17, Dalton Knecht to the Lakers was the pick of the day. Like, that, everybody's talking about this being a steal. Most talent evaluators had the 23-year-old from Tennessee who can get buckets at every level, had him as a top 10 grade, and somehow he slips to 17 here and is going to end up in Los Angeles.
It feels like these GMs make these decisions because, remember, there's a lot of 19, 20-year-old kids getting drafted. And my only thought I can think is the reason he falls that far is because all of these GMs are in these rebuilds, because if you keep telling your bosses, the owners, that you're rebuilding, look, my team's so young, you can't expect results yet.
Exactly.
That is a bailout for you and a hedge on how long you can keep that job. So you're able to keep the job a little bit longer by drafting Dalton Knecht at his age and his ability to just go get buckets. You're implying that he's going to succeed right away. Therefore, there should be better results for your team. That's all that's going on there with the GMs. He couldn't have went to a better spot where he can now not be a target of defenses like some other young guys would be if they were asked to produce the way that they do in their first year. He now gets to be a third, fourth, fifth option in a lot of lineup sets for the Lakers. You couldn't ask for more if you're Dalton Knecht.
Knecht at 17 is shocking to me. Immediate contributor. He's a dude that can get buckets from day one. He'll play off LeBron and Anthony Davis, who draw doubles, and he's tremendous. It's a perfect fit. When we return, there were some shocking picks, and I would say one in particular stands out as I think about it. We've got three surprises from each of us from last night's draft, and then coming up in just 49 minutes, round two begins. We'll be on Bronny Watch here on Sharp Money. Don't forget, the betting guide is out. We're back, Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money, DraftKings, VSiN, the sports betting network. It's not just a big day here on Sharp Money, but across VSiN, of course, as on June 27, already we drop our NFL betting guide. So it's been a huge day, and we encourage you to go to VSiN.com/guide to sign up. Trust me, you'll appreciate this guide this year. Now, our next guest. I think there's a small handful of employees that you have to ask yourself, where would VSiN be without them? And Matt Eumanns is probably at the top of the list, whether it be a senior editor, a host of VSiN Tonight, weekdays 11 p to 2a, of course, a great journalist as well. So we say hi to a gentleman that's been filling in all week on Follow the Money, but it doesn't matter because he doesn't sleep. Progressive Guest Line, we say hi to Matt Eumanns. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hey, great to be on with you guys. I did sleep about 2.5 hours after today's Follow the Money show, and then did a brief show with Femi and Lombardi. And so I have to dispel the myth that I'm awake 24 hours a day, only 21.5 hours today.
You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I don't know how you do it. We're gonna tackle the AFC West with you. I don't know how much of a challenge this was to throw together 2:30 on the Chiefs, but let's start with the team there in town and get an overview on your take on the Raiders and Antonio Pierce.
Well, most of it's about the quarterback, and we don't know if it's going to be Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell. I think it's going to be Minshew to start the season, especially because Raiders open with two road games. Minshew's got more experience. I think they're going to give him the job for the first, let's say, month or 6 weeks, see how it's going. If it's not going well, they might go to Aiden O'Connell, who, believe it or not, in the final four starts last season, had 8 TD passes and no picks, and actually played pretty well. So I think he's got a shot. But, hey, look, the Raiders' defense allowed 16 points per game in the final 9 games. Patrick Graham did a great job after the Halloween firings of Josh McDaniels and a couple coaches and the GM. And the defense really stepped up and played well. We wonder if that momentum is going to carry over to this season. I know that the players, Max Crosby, Devontae Adams being the leaders, want to play really hard for Antonio Pierce. And I think the Raiders have some of the best skill position talent on offense that you're going to find in the NFL. Loaded. And I love the two tight end offense, the two tight end look with Mayer and Brock Bowers. Now, the quarterback's going to be the key. The bottom line, Patrick, is the AFC West is a two-horse race. It's going to be the Chiefs and it's going to be the Chargers. And I think the Chargers are going to close the gap considerably and have a shot in this conference. For the Raiders, in this division. And for the Raiders and the Broncos, it's going to be all about can they have a respectable season and get over the win totals. And who knows? I know the Broncos got an extremely difficult schedule and a quarterback situation that's up in the air as well. I think the Raiders can get to 7 wins, maybe 8 if everything breaks right. That win total is 6.5. But that's nothing that I have bet. It's not going to be a bet for me on the Raiders win total.
Our buddy Matt Eumann's joining us here. The guide is out today, vsin.com/guide. It's the best we've done. I encourage you all to check it out. So you mentioned the Chargers closing the gap. They're 8.5 on the board right now. They're plus 320 in division. It was cap hell when Harbaugh got there. But let's just talk about the team itself. Why are you bullish on the Chargers?
First of all, Harbaugh takes over a last-place team that went 5-12, so he catches a break because he gets a last-place schedule that includes the Panthers, Titans, Patriots, and Cardinals. Not only that, they get the Buccaneers at home. They get to play the Raiders and Broncos twice. If you really break down the schedule strength, then there's a variety of ways to do it. I rate the Chiefs' schedule as one of the 3 toughest in the NFL, and the Chargers' schedule is one of the 3 weakest in the NFL, and Harbaugh walks in where he inherits an elite quarterback and Justin Herbert. A lot of people are going to focus on, hey, they lost Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. What I say to that is, who cares? Those guys were injured all the time. And, you know, a lot of times average fan or some handicappers focus a little bit too much on the star players and the big names. Josh Palmer is ready to step up. Ladd McConkey, the rookie, is going to put up big numbers. If you're in fantasy football, watch out for Ladd McConkey, the rookie from Georgia. I don't know if he's going to put up Puka Nacua type of numbers, but he's going to be a big producer in this offense. And, hey, Harbaugh is a massive coaching upgrade from Brandon Staley. And the Chargers really for the last several years have been sabotaged, been a talented team sabotaged by poor coaching. And that's totally going to flip with Harbaugh taking over. No more, not as many self-inflicted wounds or goofy decisions that's going to cost the team games. He's also going to move the offense to a power running attack. You got 2 of the best young tackles in the NFL and Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt, number 5 pick from Notre Dame. And the defense is definitely good enough with Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa as the edge rushers, solid linebackers, and you've got an all-pro in Derwin James and Asante Samuel, a corner back there in the secondary. But the key is the coaching change, the new attitude, and the soft schedule. I bet the Chargers yesterday plus 330 at Westgate Superbook to win the division. Not a big bet. My biggest bet is over the win total of 8.5 on the Chargers.
You can get them 320 over at DraftKings. I have a personal question because I know for a fact you don't have notes in front of you right now, Matt Eumann's.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a photogenic mind?
I don't know. Maybe I've talked about this so many times I just remember it all, Patrick.
I mean, so I'm just listening. I know for a fact I can hear you don't have notes. You're not sitting in front of a computer and you're just rattling off information. It's unbelievable. The Chiefs. Minus 230 in division. Uh-huh. You're not going to lay the price, but expectations on a team that's gone back-to-back.
Well, the Chiefs have only won fewer than 12 games once in Patrick Mahomes' years as a starter. So I don't like to recommend the Chiefs under the win total. I know that's a a chic thing to do with a lot of so-called sharps, the guys who think they are sharp. But if you're betting the Chiefs under the win total, you're losing almost every year. I think there's a better chance this year they do go under the win total because, like I said, the schedule strength is off the charts. And they play 6 days a week. It's a ridiculous schedule with a bunch of quirks in it. But I would still think it's I think it's going to be a photo finish. Chargers and Chiefs in that division. I wrestled with that decision for the betting guide quite a bit, and I wanted to pick the Chargers to win the division, but I just couldn't quite get there. I think the Chiefs would probably win it by one game. Hey, I was going to ask you, you know, I went to the Chargers-Bills game on Christmas Eve last year. It was a hell of a game, SoFi Stadium. How far is SoFi from your house?
It is, well, without traffic, we should be able to get there in like 14, 15 minutes. But as you know, you've heard, Los Angeles tends to be densely populated with traffic. So maybe 40 minutes?
Wow. Okay. So I
it's,
love it, so
dude, it's close. It's like 7 miles. It's not, yeah. It's like literally right there. Because Inglewood is close to the bay. So Inglewood is close to the ocean. And that's where they're building the new Clippers. That's where SoFi is. And by the way, you've been. It's a beautiful stadium. I mean, it's fantastic.
I love it. I was thinking about bringing a group from VSIN over, and we'd crash at your house, probably like Peterson, Wes Reynolds, Paul Howard. I thought maybe if Dustin Sweetelson wants to call Adam Hill, they can come and sleep in the bunk beds up in the kids' bedroom up in your house, and we can all crash there for the weekend and hit a Rams or Chargers game. What do you think?
Well, now, if I'm just being fair, you said Adam Hill and Dustin Sweetelson. You know space in L.A. is tight, okay? So I don't have humans money, and so my space is tight here, so maybe leave. And maybe Kelly Bidlin wants to do another trip some other time, but you, Svelte, Peterson, he's probably running right now. He could just run to Hermosa Beach, but yeah, I think we could have a party. I'd enjoy that, Matt.
Okay, sounds good. And by the way, you do have plenty of money. I know that. You're loaded, so that's not a valid excuse.
Oh, we do our best. Hey, listen, congratulations on the guide. You've been here since the very beginning. Just how about 30 seconds on the guide this year? You proud of it?
Yeah, I think it's the most valuable football preview magazine you're going to find. You know, you can look on the magazine racks in the bookstores. There still are bookstores, believe it or not. And wherever you find magazines, this one is the most valuable because the whole thing's written from a betting perspective. And we got a really sharp panel of handicappers and hosts who are breaking down their best bets. And it's well worth your time and money to check this thing out. It, like you said, it's the best publication we put out the entire year.
It really is. At Matt Humans 247, VSiN senior editor. Of course, VSiN tonight, weekdays, Monday through Thursday. We're lucky to have you. You're the best. Thank you for your time today, Matt, and I'll see you in Hermosa Beach.
Hey, you bet. Great talking with you. Thanks,
okay, Patrick. Buddy. Thank you very much, Matt Humans. Do I tend to butter people up? Yes, it's kind of, but here's what I will say about him, because he knows this. I was reading him on betting. There used to be something called sports pages, and you could get papers from all around the country. So I used to read him before there was any inkling of a VSiN or anything like that, because he wrote about betting. So I used to read Matt Humans, so it was a thrill for me to meet him and get to know him a little bit when I lived there. And just the multitude of ways in which he's been an impact on the company, whether it be as an editor, as a host, as a journalist, and just as a kind of a name within the industry that you could bounce stuff off of, we're lucky to have him. So I do butter people up, but I wasn't just kissing his ass.
Well, he is one of the few that when I look on VSiN.com/picks and we are on the same side of a bet, I feel a lot better about it, especially in college football. Secondly, I would also say he is, if I was doing a top 10 list of people to drink with at VSiN, alcohol, Matt Humans, I don't know if there's anyone a close second behind him. I enjoy drinking with him.
He's just an OG, is what he is.
He also could just keep going. I think he drinks his own 24-pack. He's a beast.
he's a big dude, tall. Yeah. Not wide, but tall. And you know what he is? Sturdy stock. He can just keep going and will keep going. Next, Offensive Player of the Year.
is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, VSiN.com, of course. Make sure you check it out. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, and betting guides. Of course, VSiN.com is where you can find our NFL guide, which dropped today. Make sure to check that out. Got you back here. Sharp Money, DraftKings, VSiN, the sports betting network. We are efforting for our buddy Aaron Halterman, the big guy, of course, on NFL guide release day here on Sharp Money. I can let you all know this. This is kind of a crazy story. So Bob Myers just said on ESPN that Rich Paul is telling teams. Now, Rich Paul, of course, the agency there, Clutch, with LeBron, his best friend growing up. Rich Paul is telling teams not to draft Bronny James. And if they do, he's going to play in Australia. He seemed serious. So we are getting to the point, you can let me know, we're not to pick 55 yet, big guy, but we're getting to the point where obviously the play is going to be made here by the Lakers, and Rich Paul is telling people to stay away, Bronny is ours, okay? So do what you will with that information. RacingDudes.com, of course, our buddy Aaron Halterman, Dudes Who Bet Sports as well, at RacingDudes.com on Twitter, joins us to continue with our NFL Guide release day. We say hi to the Plus Money Prince. What's up, Aaron? How are you?
What is up, guys? Man, feels good to be back after that big win Monday. You know, I just was on pins and needles all night Monday. I thought, God, Thursday's going to be awful if we lose this game. So it's great to be on a happy mood. You know, it's awesome.
It is. It's not only a happy mood because our Panthers won the Stanley Cup, but also it's NFL Guide release day here on VSiN. So let's do this, my man. And you've got a lot. So I'll just throw randomness at you. Of course, Aaron Halterman brought to you on the Progressive Guest Line. We'll start with the Broncos. You're bullish on this team, and you're going to go over the 5.5 team win total here.
Yeah, this is the one that everybody's telling me I shouldn't do. So I'm glad we're starting with this one. Dustin even said, I like them all, but this one. So well, listen, we'll start with this. Here's the deal. I know Russell Wilson's gone. So what? Right? Like, I don't know, guys. For me, he's a bottom five quarterback in the league the last 2 years. He just was horrendous. You look at Sean Payton. Look, year two under Sean Payton. I know they've lost Russell Wilson. I know they're kind of in a retooling mode, but I just kind of look at this team and I think, you know, last year they really weren't very good either, and they were able to win 8 games. So you look at the win total, it's 5.5. I just don't see how they're not going to get 6 wins in this season. And again, the quarterback situation is a mess, but it was a mess last year as well. I think this is the first year, the first step in moving forward and trying to get past the Russell Wilson mistake. So I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, anything like that. I just think they're going to be better than 5.5 wins.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, a pretty good record last year and year two of Mr. Payton. Totally agree with you there. All right, maybe an easier one here. Let's go right here in Los Angeles. And this one I love. I love the Rams over 8.5 wins here, Aaron.
You know, you saw how they finished the season last year. You could almost argue they were one of the best teams in the whole league last year, finished, you know, the regular season in a flurry and then went into the playoffs and really had the Lions in big time trouble. I do realize that game was kind of a game for the Lions. It was like our first playoff game, was at home. It's like, it was a big, it was Stafford coming back, a lot of pressure on them. So give the Lions credit for winning for sure. But the Rams showed who they were in that game. And then look, you come back this year, hopefully Cooper Kupp's totally healthy. You'd established Nacua last year. McVay, you know the offense is going to be rolling. To me, if Kupp and Stafford, definitely Stafford, got to stay healthy as well. This just looks like a team to me that's loaded. And I think 8.5 wins, their win total, that's crazy. I think they can challenge for the division, guys. I mean, you look at San Francisco, maybe the window will close a little bit on them. And then you've kind of got a refreshed Los Angeles Rams team. I'm extremely high on them. I think 8.5 is a slam dunk. I think you can get them making the playoffs at plus 100. I think it's a no-brainer. Even if they can't overtake San Francisco, that wild card is sitting right there for the Rams. I really love this team this year.
I think it's a perfect breakdown. Let's bring in the big guy for this one, because I'll also throw in Aaron's extras here. He just mentioned you can get the Rams to make the playoffs at even money. He also likes the Rams and a flyer at 30-1 to win the Super Bowl. And of course, that 8.5, big guy. Love the Rams over 8.5 there.
I also don't think enough was made a year ago of what this team did defensively with a bunch of names none of us have ever heard of. Obviously, Aaron Donald was there and he retired. But a year ago, this team, guys popped out of nowhere. They add now in the draft Braden Fisk and Jared Verse from Florida State. Both of those guys are physical specimens. But then in the secondary, they signed Tre'Davious White from Buffalo and Darius Williams in the corner spots. The linebacking core was awesome. The D-line was great. I think this defense has a chance to pick up a lot of slack. Thought they were awesome a year ago. They're young. They'll get better. And then the offense is going to be out of control. Because, oh, by the way, do we not remember? Matthew Stafford's shoulder was banged up going into last year. He's 100% healthy now. Matthew Stafford's going to be an MVP bet for me. I think the stats are going to be astronomical.
Love the play. Love the play.
Love the Rams.
Love the breakdown. Yep. 10-7 last year, 8.5 this year. McVay vibes sky high. Whose house? Rams house. That's what we say here. Nah, I don't care about the Rams, but I do like them over 8.5. All right, let's keep it going. Now, this team is just, it's so steamy right now. It's crazy. Everybody's, and steamy is a good descriptor for the team in the desert, and that's the Arizona Cardinals, Mr. Halterman. You're going over 7.5 wins.
Well, for anybody that doesn't know, I'm a huge Oklahoma Sooner fan. And so when Kyler Murray got drafted by the Cardinals, unfortunately, I had to start following the Arizona Cardinals. So it's been an S show. I don't know what we can really say on this show to get away with it. Let's just call it an
S
show.
That was enough. That was plenty. Nice work.
For Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. Look, here's my theory on it. I think they had the worst coach in the history of football, Cliff Kingsbury, as far as a head coach. I really believe that. And then last year, you know, they got rid of him. They got Jonathan Gannon in there. And it was a total disaster because then Kyler Murray was hurt / faking, whatever you want to call it, there for the first half of the season. It's like they have one of the worst rosters I've ever seen. It's going to be terrible. I was super impressed with Gannon last year, the head coach. I thought things were so much better. He had a trash organization the first half of that season. And they didn't win a lot of games, guys, but they were competitive. Then all of a sudden, Kyler Murray comes back. He looked pretty good. He kind of looked interested in football for the first time in a couple of years. It was great to see. Now, they went like 3-4 with Kyler. It wasn't like it was this incredible game or incredible run for them. But all of a sudden, it's like every week they were in the game. You know, they were in a game against San Francisco late with a chance. They had chances to win some of those games. So now you look at it, you got another year. Oh, by the way, Marvin Harrison Jr. has been drafted by the Arizona Cardinals, a guy that I think was the best player in the draft as far as being ready to contribute right away. I love him. I don't know, guys. I've got a really good feeling the Cardinals are going to be a pretty darn good team this year. I think 7.5 is a little low. I think they're fighting for a wild card spot. I was very impressed. I know when you just look at the record, you go, well, maybe they didn't really upgrade a head coach. But I'm telling you, you watch the games. That was a better team last year. They're a much better coach team. So I've got a pretty good feeling about the Cardinals.
Big guy, this is the team. I know it sounds crazy, but this is the team that right where you sit in Vegas feels like the steamiest. Just a lot of talk about the Cardinals right now.
Well, I think they had a really smart offseason. I mean, Zay Jones comes in. I think that they drafted well. They had a very good draft, and rightfully so. They had a lot of early picks very early in the draft. Darius Robinson is a sexy pick for defensive rookie of the year. Underrated player for them a year ago, by the way. I thought Trey McBride was awesome at tight end. You add that, they draft Trey Benson. I just think it's a young team on the rise, and sometimes these young teams don't know that they should be worse than they really are, and they're going to play these teams tough.
Yep, nailed it. Now, the Chiefs, you see, you just got about a minute here, so we'll make this one easy on you. You like the Chiefs to come out of the AFC, Aaron, at plus 370.
Yeah, look, it's not like a wizard type of pick or anything, right? It's just kind of just being logical with it. I thought the Chiefs last year weren't that good, to be completely honest with you. I thought that was just an adequate team. I didn't think they were great. Shouldn't they be better this year? Getting Hollywood Brown, drafting Xavier Worthy, who I think will fit in perfect with the system of Andy Reid and, of course, Pat Mahomes. Worthy Marquise, I mean, this team looks better offensively to me. And I think the defense, you know, ever since they've gotten Spags as defensive coordinator, their defense has brought the heat. They've created turnovers. It's a perfect complement to Andy Reid and his offense. So, again, it's not a sexy pick. It's not being fancy, but, like, they're the team to beat. They're going to have to – I mean, teams are going to have to rise up to them, and they're just getting better. So I really think, once again, they're going to be awfully tough to beat. I think they should be the favorites.
Yeah, I'm not fading them. So Aaron Halterman, Broncos over 5.5, the Cardinals over 7.5, the Rams over 8.5, the Rams to make the postseason even money, the Rams Super Bowl 30-1, the Chiefs plus 370 to come out of conference, and Super Bowl 6-1. Great job. As always, go Panthers, racingdudes.com, dudes who bet sports. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay, there he goes. He nailed it. We're coming back with our family vids next here, Sharp Money.